White, Santa Rosa, California, January 13, 1874. Dear son Willie, we are now at work on our reformer articles, and I have my article about ready for the instructor. We shall mail all our copy tonight. Father expected to get his article ready for the reformer for last night's mail, but a tooth has caused him much suffering. He had it extracted last night and is relieved. Your father's health is very good for him. He seems quite strong and is very cheerful and happy. I wrote you in my last, which I mailed yesterday morning, that we had purchased a team for $120. This is a mistake. The team cost $220. The horses are small but sound, one 4 years old, her mother 8. We need a heavier team with the carriage. The carriage, when new, cost $700, but the owner had no use for it now and sold it for $150. It is a very nice-looking carriage, resembling a hack, but quite light. I should have preferred an open two-seated buggy, but you know Father cannot ride in the sun without suffering with heat. I think we run no risk at any rate in this purchase. Willie, write to me whether Edson did sell his right to make these chairs. If he did not, I think it would not be amiss for him to apply for a patent, if he can do so for the sum of $10. I fear for Edson that he will not do well and will become discouraged. Help him all you can. Willie, my dear boy, let us live for God. It will pay in the end. Let us give to God all that there is of us, serve Him with our undivided affections. If we cling to God, He will cling to us. We are poor and blind and miserable and naked without His grace and His power to help us. There is much importance attached to our deportment and influence in the church at Battle Creek. Small things on the wrong side will go a great ways, while all that we may and can do on the right side will not be seen by us to extend far or produce any great results. But God marks every act and discerns all our motives. It pays, Willie, to be just right. Adelia and I walked to the office yesterday morning. We go again this morning. Yesterday I walked nearly 4 miles. My lameness in my hip is gone, for which I feel very thankful to God. My love to Brother Brownsberger and yourself. Your mother.